Hey folks, welcome to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan. We are continuing our trek through a short hike. And I'm realizing I made a rookie mistake on this hike. I didn't think about the fact that it's summer, and so the mosquitoes are in full swing. There haven't been that many, especially now that we're most of the way up the ridge. But there were some earlier. I probably got some bites because I didn't wear any bug spray. So that'll be something for me to look forward to in the next week or so. Anyway, we're continuing today with a short hike, like I mentioned. This, I think, will be a fun session. I remember engaging with a lot of the mechanics this time around and just sort of generally getting a really good feel for all the stuff around the base of the island. So, as always, thanks for joining me, and without any further ado, here's a short hike.
I will come back. I will come back for the second one. All right. See you, kids. What else we got up here? We're walking along the beach. There's a dig spot here. Got some coins. Nice. Following the beach along. Through the forest again. There's another waterfall. A lot of waterfalls on this island. And the path takes a sharp uphill, and now there's a log that I have to cross in front of the waterfall. And we keep going, and there's a parasol and a picnic table here. That's nice. And now a steep hill. And what is this? There's like a pole with a cable on it that leads up to another pole at the top of a cliff. Oh, there's several poles here. They're all connected by cables. What is this? I reached the other end. It's just like a dangling rope. I don't know what that was. Interesting. Let me dig this dig spot. There we go. And then, so back where the pole was, the first pole. No, that's not right. The second pole. There is a broken down tractor and a big brick building here. Can I go in the building? No. There's a path up behind it. Anything up here? No. Oh, no. Shit. I fell off. Okay. Climbed back up. Whew. All right. I wonder, can I get on top of the building? I might have enough juice for that. Yeah. Oh, there's a door up here at the top of the building, and then a post with like a green scarf on it. Doesn't seem like I can do anything with it though. But some more trees up here. I can hop over from the building to another cliff with some trees and flowers. This is beautiful. Ooh, treasure chest. And there you are. And it looks like, I found a treasure map in that treasure chest. What's the treasure map say? Treasure map. So which map should I read? In Her Shadow or The King's Throne? Well, I did In Her Shadow. So The King's Throne says, south of the stone tower, across the river bridge, a lonely seat sits crumbling upon the royal ridge. Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, I did see those bridges and like a crumbled building, so I bet that's a nod to that. I can also just barely see a tower in the corner of the screen. So there's a treasure chest on top of the tower. Let's go get it. Got it. Ooh, golden feather. Nice. I'm glad I checked that out. So let's see. We'll jump off the tower, and that thing said, ooh, stick. That thing said south. Here's the bridge. Ooh, shell. Take that. Hey, we're at 13 shells. Pretty soon I'll be able to go turn in for whatever that other kid gives me. So we cross a bridge over a river. And, oh, I see some money. Let's go get the money. Nice. And a shell. Nice. Good stuff. Okay, so we can head downhill from there. And, well, what do we got? Ooh, there's a person here. Looks like a hawk. Hi, my name is Avery. Hey, it's the parkour guy. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hi, I'm Claire. I think I saw your sign. Did? Excellent. So have you come to race me? Sure. Fantastic. Okay, so here's the rules. First one to touch the lighthouse door wins. Lighthouse door. Okay. Also, let's only use 3 golden feathers during the race, because that's all I have on me right now. Sound good? Let's race. Awesome. Let's do this. I don't remember exactly how to get to the lighthouse, but I think it was this way. I don't know for sure. Ooh, coin. I missed the coin. Oh, well, it's fine. Lighthouse. I can glide. I'm gliding across along the beach. Oh, shit. There's a marker where I'm supposed to go. And I think I am way off now. Yep. Oh, got some coins and a shell and a stick. I give up. Because I clearly am not making that. Yep. Sounds like Avery made it. Well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. You don't know exactly where the race ends, and you just sort of run and find whatever you find. That's life. I have no idea where that lighthouse was anymore. I wonder, maybe if I just follow the marker that showed where it was, I would do better. Let's go try again. Where was... Oh, there's the tower. So straight south from the tower is where I found Avery. On the other side of the bridge. Where are you, Avery? Oh, that's right. I jumped down further to get coins. Yeah. I thought he or she was right around here. Well. Ooh, there's a treasure chest. Maybe they're still waiting for me at the lighthouse. I wish I had a map. Is there a map? Treasure map? I don't have a map item. I don't have a button that opens a map, it looks like. Yeah. So, I guess that's that. I mean, that's that for finding it with a map. Let me see if I can just find it on my own. So here's the tower, and then... Maybe I'm closer to it than I thought. What's the sign say? Hawk Peak Trail, Good Creek Path, Blackwood Trail, Royal Ridge, so... No. I thought maybe I was like most of the way around the island already, and so it was just gonna kind of be nearby. No. Shoot. Okay, let's go back this way. Cross the bridge near the creek, past the tower, and up. I said up. Go up. There we go. And then, so here's that Rick building. And then we'll just glide past it. There's more beaches. And, oh, here's the graveyard. Forgot about the graveyard already. Was it by the graveyard? Back down on the beach now. Uh, power lines. Was it by the power lines? Oh, here's that cave that takes me over to the other side of the island. I don't think I need that. What the heck is the lighthouse? Well, I guess I will talk to Avery again whenever I happen to find the lighthouse. And that's just how that's gonna go. I am now trying to climb a very tall cliff. It's working so far. Oh, no, ran out of juice. Dang. Okay. Guess I'm not getting all the way up this way, so we'll go back the way I came. Can I get to this platform? I can. Okay. Ooh, treasure chest. Gold treasure chest. Yes! Gold feather. Sweet. Ooh, and some coins. Lots of coins. I mean, not lots, but, you know, some. And then we can go this way. I'm just hopping from, like, little tiny outcropping on the cliff to other little tiny outcropping on the cliff. Looks like it's still too high for me to climb all the way to the top, though. Can I glide back to where I was? Ooh, treasure chest. You're going to hear a lot of, ooh, treasure chest, I think. But hey, got some coins. That was worthwhile. So, where am I now? I think I'm by the tower where I was before, maybe? Ooh, coins. And a shell. Heck yeah. Let me go get that shell. Okay. Buy another bridge and a set of wooden stairs built into the path. There's the tower. Okay, cool. So we're sort of back on track. Let's head back across that big bridge and then down the cliff face. Ooh, dig spot. Is this my shovel? There we go. I can't actually see the dig spot. Oh, but I got it anyway. Nice. Okay. Okay. I wanted to find the bridge that it said was south of the tower. Where is that? Maybe I follow this path. Yeah, so I took a little path that's kind of winding back upwards through some rock outcroppings, and there's a sign here. Hawk Peak Trail north, Good Creek Path north, west to the Royal Ridge and east to Blackwood Trail. Okay, so that forest. So I must be almost the way around. There's a outlook here. What do we got? I see a building with a campfire. Oh, is that the... I think that might be the visitor center. Yeah, that's totally the visitor center. So I did circle the whole island. Okay. Nice. Well, and there's the rabbit with his headband. That's what it was. Let me just glide. I'm going to try and glide across the water to this. Oh, I guess I can't glide past this buoy. Shoot. I wanted to get out to where I saw there's like a mountain in the water. An island. There is an island, which is the correct term for a mountain in the water. But I can't tell where it is. I thought it was past that buoy. Shoot. Background of the start now. So I guess what I will do is climb up here. Kind of try to get back on track for the Hawk Peak Trail. So this is up into Black Rock Wood, or whatever that was called, Black Wood, Black Forest, whatever. We'll run along here. Man, I can really move now that I've got a bunch of feathers. It's nice. Hey, turtle, what do you got to say? So I go up to the turtle and I say, I gave it to her, so she's back on the race? Yes, awesome. I'm glad I could help. Cool. Everybody's so friendly. What does this crocodile have to say? Running is my life. I run marathons all around the world. What if running wasn't my life, but I was actually using running to run from life? Oh my God. That's a troubling thought. And then he just says it again. That's really funny. What if, buddy? What if? Ooh, okay. So I've circled up. I'm at the top of the cliff behind that meteor lake. I can see the power line, the power pylons, power lines, and I can see that volcano or whatever it was with the updraft lines. Let's go glide over there. Oh, camera pan. Okay. I think I'm still going the right way. Yep. Okay. And if I just float into the updraft, what happens? Okay. So yeah, I do gain some altitude, although only up to a certain limit, it looks like. Interesting. What if I just fall in? Yeah. Okay. So it's just a way to, I think, quickly get off of this island here. But there's a shell. I'll take that. And a toucan. Hey, toucan. Toucan. Yo. This updraft is on point. You can get some sick dives on it. How do you dive? Oh, dang, it's easy, but it takes some practice. You gotta hear me out first. You gotta be gliding, as you know, by holding A. Then if you're high enough off the ground, release your control stick to dive downward. But you must still remember to hold A. That's the tricky part. With a good dive, you can build up a lot of speed. You can practice by gliding over this updraft. That'll give you a lot of height to work with. Okay. Dive mechanics. Well, let's float up. Woo, dive. Sploosh. Straight in. Dive straight into the water. I wonder, is it, does it let you, this was very articulate. If I dive and then pull on the stick, yeah, I guess I can still kind of control it, but it's not like Mario or something, or Pilot Wings, where it lets you control the dive with speed. It did get me to a treasure chest, though. Nice. Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's good to know about. Maybe it'll come in handy later. Now that I've done it, maybe I talk to that toucan again. What's up? Heyo. Yeah, I'm just chilling here, soaking up those sweet, sweet rays. As long as I got my SPF 50, I can lie here for sweet, sweet days. Sounds nice. Dang, you know it. It's nice like some rice with spice. All right, buddy, you have fun. So we'll check out the rest of this little island, I guess. Ooh, there's a shell, which I think, yeah, that puts me at 18, so I've got more than enough to turn into that kid. And another treasure chest for some coins. I wish I could zoom out a little bit. Oh, there is another cave here with the boulder and the wood. Let's get my pickaxe and break that down. Where do we end up? Nope, the way forward is blocked. So maybe you have to unblock both sides in order to use it. Interesting. Okay. Well, I guess I'll keep my eyes out for more. Oh, and now I glide. That's convenient. I glide straight back to that starting beach, the one right by where my aunt lives, I guess. What's she have to say? Hawk Peak really is wonderful. You're going to love it. Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. It's quite a hike, sure. But our family has been going there for generations. Yep. Hot springs at the peak create these... Oh, the hot springs... Take two. The hot springs at the peak create these amazing updrafts. The feeling of flying up there is incredible. But isn't it kind of dangerous? Not really. It'll be no problem for you. That's cool. Okay. I'm a little more interested in where we're going now. Let's find that kid. Where are you, little kid? There he is. Hey, I got your shells. Ooh, I'll take them. So now what? What? I mean, do I get anything? No. Jeez, not even a thank you? That's not very nice. I do what it takes to survive. Kid, you're going to be okay. I never promised you anything. Actually, I do have something for you. A new job. I already have a job. We'll make this your side gig. What if I don't take it? It's your loss. Good jobs are hard to find. This kid is going to be just fine in our world. So what will it be? I'll take your side gig. Good. Take this. Ooh, I found a shell necklace. And deliver it to Ranger May. That is all. Necklace. A shell necklace. It's a pretty shell necklace. I'm supposed to deliver this to Aunt May. Aunt May is my aunt, Aunt May? Is this a Spider-Man reference? Is this Marissa Tomei? I've got a delivery. It's from Jen. Oh, wow. It's so pretty. She's such a sweet girl. Collecting all those shells must have been a lot of work. Well, actually, never mind. Oh, I remembered something. I found this golden feather. Hey, golden feather in the cabin. I figured you could use it. So I did get a reward. Oh, thanks. This is weird timing. Is this like a reward for delivering the necklace? No? Huh. This game is just incredibly charming. Let's see what that kid has to say now. Hey, kid. So my sources say you delivered the goods. Your sources are correct. So what about that pay? Oh, okay. Here you go. And then I got some shells. So now I'm back up to 13 shells. Well, cool. That was worth it. That was fun, and I got a golden feather. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good day's work. This game's so cute. Let's see. What else? What else can we do? Ooh, there's a treasure chest here. Well, I didn't really head very far west from the visitor center and this ram with the, camper van. So I guess let's head that way. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to start heading up again. Here's the visitor center. Do you have any other stuff to sell? We're all out. You bought the last hat. Are you guys going to order more? Not until next season. Each season is a limited run. I guess I'm lucky I got the last one. I suppose so. Cool. Okay. Nice. Not exactly a one-of-a-kind hat. Ooh, this dog says something. My nephew is running in the marathon. He's been out training all morning. If you see him out there, make sure he's taking breaks. I saw your nephew. He is not taking breaks. But I will take this shell and this money. Let's see. Ooh, another shell. I wonder if I can turn the shells in for more stuff? I've got 15 again. We'll keep saving up. Treasure chest. Got it. Okay. Oh, there's someone here. He's a raccoon in front of... He's on the edge of a cliff sticking into the water, and he's got a easel and a painting on it. Hey, what you painting? Oh, you can't tell? It's supposed to be the coastline, though. I'm trying to go for a more abstract look. I think I can see it now. It's still a work in progress, but I don't know if I like where it's going. I think I'm going to head over to the Blackwood Forest Lighthouse soon. The lighthouse is in the forest. Okay. I'm still trying to find the right inspiration. So the beach is that big yellow smudge there? I think so. It's more about the mood of the beach than the beach itself. Ooh, okay. Okay, the lighthouse is in the forest. How do I get to the forest? This sign says... this way. Oh, pig spot. Equip shovel. Give me that cash. More cash. There's a canoe over here on a beach. Oh, I was here. That's where I found the shovel. I remember that. Good job me remembering the thing I did an hour ago. Excellent work. And now... Oh, I'm back here with Avery, where Avery was. But Avery's here again. Yeah, let's try the parkour again. Heyo, wanna rematch the lighthouse? Let's race. Awesome. Let's do this. Okay, this time I'm gonna follow the guideline tracker thing. Let's see if I do a little better job. Climb, climb, go this way, climb this, and ooh, we can fly across this, and fly across this, and fly across this. Looks like it's a little more, yep, there it is, lighthouse, haha, I win, and I kicked that Avery girl's ass. She's a... I can't tell if she's a hawk or a pigeon. Okay. I have to admit, you were good. But I feel like I was just getting warmed up. And then my options are buy, want to do a rematch, or why not join the marathon? Why not join the marathon? There's this big race happening today. Well, it's a little embarrassing, but I was supposed to run in the marathon today. But it turns out I missed registration. Oh. Sorry, that sucks. Yeah. I gotta say... I was pretty bummed out. Kind of felt like giving up on racing. But then I spent like 2 hours watching parkour videos, and now my new passion is parkour racing! So whatever. I'm glad you were willing to help me practice. That's cute. Hey, what's up? Want to do a rematch? Totally. I'll do better this time. Okay, so then it teleports me back to where we started before. And... we're off. Wonder if she's actually going to do better this time. I am going to stick to basically the same route because it served me well last time. It seems like she doesn't know to fly to get past a lot of the track. So fly across there, fly across there, fly across there, fly and bang, got her. Now what do you got to say? Oof. Hold on. I gotta catch my breath. Okay. Ahem. Claire, you got me beat. I think I owe you this. Hey, I got a medal. Whoa. Where'd you get this? I have my ways anyway. Next time we race, I'll be sure to use what I learned from you. And now I get the option to say bye or want to do a rematch again. I mean, I got a prize already. Yeah, we'll just say bye. See ya. Let's see what that medal is. Medal. An extremely homemade-looking medal awarded for winning an intense parkour race. Yeah, I can climb the lighthouse. Can I climb? Ooh, there's a treasure chest at the top of the lighthouse. Oh, I can't get up there, though. Shit. Maybe if I fly over here. I need to get enough altitude that I can fly on to the lighthouse. Go, and... nope, I missed. Shit. Back the way we came. Try that again. Is this enough height? Maybe if I use feathers. There we go. Nope, I missed. Try that again. I can get this. I know I can get this. Yes, got it. Hey, gold chest, gold feather. Hey, got an achievement. Feather finder. Collect 10 golden feathers. Where do I go now? I think I can just continue with Hawk's Path now. I've checked out pretty much everything else around here that I'm aware of. I think. Oh, shit. I fell off a bridge. Fortunately, I can just climb right back up. Oh, I haven't seen you before. Hold on. It's dangerous to go slow. That's why I go fast. These are racers, it looks like. Must be the marathon. What's the sign? Meteor Lake Overlook left and right. Down for Hawk Peak Trail. Well, I don't think... have I been over here? I don't see anything of... no- oh, I have been over here. This is where you can get to the backside of the... island with the power lines. So, okay. Let's head toward Hawk Peak Trail. Ooh, there's a coin. Got it. I am at 421 coins now for reference. Anybody who wants to keep track of that. Okay, so this trail leads up to a series of outcroppings. And now it's getting snowy on the path. Sign says, up for Hawk Peak Trail, down for Good Creek Path, right for Meteor Lake. I'm actually going to head downwards toward Good Creek Path because I don't think I've been that way. And the treasure chest over here tells me I was right. Nice. Ooh, and a shell. There, got it. Whew. This must be Good Creek. There's like a big river with a waterfall here. I see where I am. This is where I came up and flew across those spots for the parkour race. I'm just climb straight up this rock wall to a dig spot. Shovel. Nope, that's... There we go. Shovel. Ooh, treasure chest. Just some coins. What if I just keep going up this path? At some point, I'll need to double back for that treasure map thing we found, but we'll get there. Up to Outlook Point. Let's see what's at Outlook Point. We're back into the snow, and there's a big, like a fire lookout building here on the top of the mountain. And, golden treasure chest. Nice. Another golden feather. And one of those viewfinder things that looks at the lighthouse. Okay. Well, that's pretty. Not really anything new to see here, though. I still don't know where that set of bridges and stuff that I was interested in for the treasure map was anymore. Oh well. Hey, there's a dog up here. What do you say, dog? Oh, dog. Hey-o. How's the hike treating you? It's been nice. It's really beautiful here. I know, right? The view from the top was so good. You made it up to Hawk Peak? Oh no. That's too intense for me. I've just come from Outlook Point. Which I knew, considering we're standing on Outlook Point. I'm going to do a few rounds to get my exercise in. Not to brag, but I'm pretty fast. Maybe I'll see you there in a few. Yeah, I'll meet you at the top. Awesome. Catch you later. And it looks like maybe just over here behind this spot is a new area. I've got some coins. Ooh, and a stick. Coin. Yeah, boy, they're leading me on a little path here with these coins. Who left all these coins? And a treasure chest. Let's climb up and grab that. Nice. And then there's a little spot here. There's like a big sign. The Helianthus Disultantis rubber flower. Hawk Peak Provincial Park's official flower. This unique species blooms instantly in flash flooding conditions, inflating like a water balloon. Experience it for yourself with one of the park's communal water buckets. All buckets are property of the park. Please do not remove buckets from the park. A bucket full of water seems heavy. I don't think I could fly or climb carrying a bucket full of water, but I could probably still glide. Okay. There's some coins over here for... next to a bucket. So I pick up a bucket. I fill the bucket with water. There is a sprout here. Yep. Oh, geez. Interesting. Okay. So I dumped the bucket of water onto the sprout, and it turned into a flower that is now bouncing me like I am playing Mario. Interesting. Because I've seen several of those around. Hey, treasure chest. I've seen several of those sprouts. So, oh shit. So I climbed up to the treasure chest, but now it's snowing and all but four of my feathers froze. If I drop down, they come back. Okay, do I go pour water on sprouts?
So I'm realizing, after listening that back, I never went back for more stickball. I guess that's my bad. There's just spoiler warning. There's going to be a number of things that I kind of missed or never went back to for this game. But maybe someday in the future, you know? It's always going to be there, waiting for whenever I'm in a gentle, kind of pensive mood, which I think is really cool. Anyway, we're getting close to the top here now on the real hike, and we're about to start our journey to the top in the game. So tune in for next episode. Thank you as always for joining me, and we'll see you next time.